Note to self, pay attention to impulses and instincts. We went out into the world yesterday, did not want to go. Mentally just saying, no, it's not happening. And we lagged it. We still had time to get ready without feeling rushed. And it was a warmer day, so that factors in for us. The only way to describe this is just a knowing, bitch, get out. And the fact that I did not feel forced really contributed to my trusting one of the places was Costco. The minute we get there, we go for a cart and think about carts with the wheel that doesn't work. So of course that's the cart we chose. Because we were trying too hard to pick one that didn't have it. So we had to go back. We didn't get that far. Thankfully, we realized, I mean, we don't make that mistake anymore, so good for us. I'm returning the cart. Some guy's pulling up asking for my cart, and I have to say, no, it's doesn't work. And then I go into Costco. And two seconds after stepping in, some older gentleman cuts through us. We don't mind at all. We get it. And then my mom's talking to my brother. And I'm harassing her to get off the phone. And then I make a joke about being in the field, to which he doesn't understand the reference and then tries to clown us. Ha! What a fool. And then that ends. And we are just active in the scene. In the moment, just looking at people in their eyes, making small talks. I stood in the fridge for 10 minutes. Heaven. In a Costco. And then we get to the water. The cases of water. And they don't have them. And my mom starts looking around. And because we operate different somewhat, our communicating and having fun with our mother sounds disrespectful and intense. So I'm fucking with her. And basically treating her how she would treat me and just scolding her, telling her not to pick up things. Don't get hurt. God damn it, come here. I'll go. There's this couple that's like 5 feet in front of me. That sounds far. I don't know. You know the aisles where they're decent sized. in Costco. Another heaven. And this gentleman is laughing. He gets it. A couple moments later, his lady looks at me visibly angry. That made me laugh more. I could just hear it. How disrespectful. Don't talk to your mother like that. I do, though. Okay, mind your business. She knows I'm an asshole and I'm playing around with her. But you know what? To each her own. I don't blame that lady. It made me laugh. So thank you. Very sweet. And then we're in the fridge section. And I just am chilling in the middle of the fridge, and the things that they have in the middle of the aisles, which I did not pay attention to. Damn it. Start paying more attention to details, Vanessa. But I just hang out. I never do that. I'm always aware because I don't want to be in people's way because I don't want them in my way. I'm very conscientious about this, but for some reason, I completely forget and I'm just hanging out. And I hear this man's voice say, "Behind you." So we move and we're reminded where the we were. Your head out of the clouds. We're in public right now. Vanessa. And as he's going by, he's apologizing. To which I reply, I appreciate your communication, because I was not about to Oh my God. And then perusing that older gentleman who laughed earlier was kind of in the middle of the way. He was in the way a little bit. And it was cool. I just went around him because that's what you do. That's respectful. And he had a lot of things on his cart. It was busy in there as expected. But not overwhelming. And some people weren't in good moods, but mostly, yes, they were. And people were not on their phone. This was the best part. We were just shopping like people should be. Interacting with each other in short ways. Short, fun ways. And that was that. So then it gave us this idea. Remember that, yes, we are going out in the field every day. We just need to remember to be prepared for what that means. So we can have cool interactions. But even if we don't, we're prepared. Ready. We got a good attitude about it mostly. We need to be in the real world. Vanessa. We cannot hide out. Oh, why is it so scary? Okay, anyways, we'll figure it out. But what we thought about is that we should write this down. We should be very scientific about this and specific. Just so we learn this better, because there are days where we're interacting and it's really hard. We're struggling internally, so it affects outward, even if we do try, and we do try still. We learn. God damn it. Oh, yeah. Okay. So when we're out in public, sometimes we're trying to calculate everything we're learning. We're trying to see all the details that we know about human nature just for pure knowledge purposes. I need to know those things. So I know how to approach people and deal with them, handle them. But more than that, I need to handle me and figure this shit out so that we could get a grip on it and then get better. There is, actually, I'm not sure. I think that's it. I think that's all I got. Okay, I realized the point I was trying to make that I completely forgot about, and that sometimes we're too busy calculating what's happening. That it takes our mind time to process it real time, and we find that we come off aloof, and so it's stupid, even. But that we're getting better at it. And this experience we were just talking about, it was infinitely better. And so we just need to keep that in mind. It's okay if it's not translating correctly. We're learning. We're adjusting. We figure it out as we go. But just remember to pay attention to these insights and intuitive hits, because we know what's happening barely, but we can't logically explain it yet. And that's fine. That's why we're paying attention to these things, so that when they happen, we can follow a trail of goodies and figure it out. And just allowing the universe and such to do its part as I do mine. But again, it's not gonna hurt us to be very specific about what we're detailing for ourselves, because in the end, it's to hack us ourselves and just be more effective long term. And some weird us version of that. Trying to think if there's any other point I need to make before just sealing this deal. Mostly it's that. Just pay attention. Use your time wisely. And just hone in to what's working for us, regardless of all the other things, such as it looking weird as fuck and not being understandable. So what? Does it matter what it looks like? Does it matter what it sounds like? Only matters that it works genuinely. Got laser vision on some things. So keep that energy. Be as truthful and transparent as possible, because if you're not, you're just lying to yourself and you're gonna make yourself worse. So you don't want to do that cycle. New cycles. Actually genuinely trying some shit until it works beautifully. Just developing skills and techniques so we can work on the fly when we go into the field unprepared. Because we're always going to be prepared. Always. We're just not there yet, so. Fine. We just log it. Talk about what's happening. Catalog it. So. That's it, I think, for sure now. I'll be back.